Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1171, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom, and the question comes up, what about going from floor to floor, right? We spoke about room to room, and room to room, we said somebody's in a house, this room, that room. So there's two things. So number one, one is supposed to have l'chatchila kavana if they want to change from room to room, even in their own house. We're dealing again with the shahakol who eats and who adama, or if they eat less than a kazayas of bread, right, which we've spoken about in the past. But the general concept, in general, most of these situations come up. Somebody has a coffee, right, or eating a bag of potato chips, something like that. You have a adama who eats or a shahakol. Somebody's taking a drink and they want to walk from room to room. So l'chatchila, one should have in mind if they want to change room to room. But another way to have l'chatchila is if it's a room we spoke about, whereby one always goes. So I always start drinking in my kitchen, and then I always go to the living room. That's how I drink my coffee, right? Every day I make the coffee, I make my shahakol in the kitchen, and then I go to my living room. That's where I go. So even l'chatchila, one would not have to have kavana. That l'chatchila, it would be automatically okay, because rugel bakach, when somebody does it all the time the same way, that's considered having kavana. Okay, so that's a separate issue. But what about floor to floor? How do we look at floor to floor in the same building? What is that all about? So Rav Weissenfeld brings down in his Sefer the Halachas of Brachas. And he brings from the, played it straight up from the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Beis. We're not going to go through the whole Mishnah Berurah right now from the Aruch HaShulchan. Basically, they talk about, when you're dealing when it's all under one roof, number one. In other words, the floor to floor. I'm going one floor to another floor. It's all in one building, right? Number one. Number two, there's one ownership. It's like, sort of like one Rishus. There's one Balabas who owns the whole thing. Now, when we say one Balabas, we're not talking about if somebody rents individual apartments, somebody rents. Right, I live in an apartment house. So good. So one owner owns the whole apartment house, but there's 20 apartments in the apartment house. No, that's not what we're talking about. Those are separate rishuyas, because you have my apartment, which is mine. You can't just walk into my apartment. When it's a general area, for example, a yeshiva, right? He brings down, which we're going to talk about, in the yeshiva shopping mall, these type of things where it's public. Everybody goes first floor, second floor. There, I go up, I go down. It's the public area, right? It's all owned by one person. It's not separate floor. It's not separate stores. It's not. It's all one domain, if you want to call it. And it's all under one roof. So that's how he brings it down. So then, going in conjunction with that Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, Lamai said that's what he says on page 36. Going from one floor to another floor depends on who is the owner of each floor, right? If the two floors belong to one owner, like a case of a case of a house. It's all my house. It's one family house. Let's put it like that. A one family house. Right, and then we said like a yeshiva, shopping mall, and so on, these type of things. So it's like going, when it's all one owner and all one thing, so it's like going from one room to another. We'd have the din of going from one room to another. Although one should not go from one floor to another, right, in general, while they're eating, no new bracha would be required. In general, you try not to. Definitely, l'chatchila, if you have to, you try at least to have a mind. But if a certain person did not have a mind, definitely one should be careful not to go from floor to floor. Going from room to room in their house is a little bit different if you could see the place, or if it's rugel bakach, right? So and so on. Okay. So that's as far as that. Now, if the other floor, let's say the second floor, you're in the shopping mall or whatever, and the other floor is owned by somebody else, it's a totally different domain, all right? Let's say the first floor is this entire store or whatever, and it's owned by one person, and the second floor is a totally different thing owned by a totally different person, right? So the other floor, if the other floor is owned by someone else, then it's like going from house to house. Again, we go by not just if it's all in one building, but who is the balabas. It's like going from apartment to apartment. It's all under one roof. Very nice. But, my apartment has nothing to do with you. You can't just walk into my apartment. It's a separate domain. Even though in one building, in general, we're required to make another bracha. It's at least enough to the point that it's a major machlokes. There are those who say all under one roof could be a little bit easier, but definitely one apartment to another apartment is a major problem. You would need another bracha, according to many poskim. Okay, so he says like this. So if the other floor is owned by someone else, right? The other floor is owned by someone else. It is like going from house to house. And even if one said, if one made the original bracha with the intention to change locations, a new bracha must be recited according to the first opinion, like we mentioned above. So that's very important. In other words, what he's talking about, whereby in general, it's sort of like going from apartment to apartment. So one has to be careful when it is separate ownership, whether it's a separate apartment, whether it's a separate ownership on a different floor, right, in these type of things. When it's all one owner, like a yeshiva type thing, which we'll get into a little bit, even if somebody goes into a courtyard, we'll see how that works. But be it as it may, in the same building for sure, from floor to floor, it's all owned by one person, it's all shared by the yeshiva, and so on. So then, l'chatchila, one should have it in mind, it's like room to room. But the Eved, if they didn't, so they would not have to remake the bracha. Now, just to end off, if somebody, Taka, does, by the way, before I forget, I forgot to mention in the beginning, our shir in writing is 323, shir number 323. And all this is found in the Sefer, like we did mention, Rabbi Weisfeld's Sefer, page 36, the Halachas of Brachos. Fine. So just ending off today's shir, that if one has to change floors, let's say, good, each floor is a different owner, or whatever the case is, the type of a building like that, or sometimes you have buildings as three-family house, whatever these type of things, it's a different owner. One has to be careful. If one has to change floors, and the second floor has a different owner, they should make the after bracha. Before they leave, they should just finish up what they drank or ate. And as long as they drank or ate enough, right? And make the baruch nefashas, make the after bracha, if that's what it is, right? Make the after bracha as long as you ate or drank enough. And then make a new bracha if you feel you have to continue eating or drinking in a different place, in that other place that's a different owner. So then make a new bracha on the second floor or third floor, whatever it is that you're going to. Again, even though it's in one building, but it's a different owner. So you just finish, again, you finish up. Right, make the bracha achroina in your floor where you are now. When you get to the other floor, so you start again, make a new bracha, and like this, you get yourself out of all sfeikas. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.